This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. ESPN's Aaron Schatz put out a very interesting article today where he identifies a position of need for every team in the NFL. For the Commanders, the paragraph is pretty short, which I think is a relevant point here. In fact, I think it's actually the most important point here, because when you look at some other teams, especially teams that are not very good, there's much more writing. There's much more, I think, intense needs, right? Like some teams, it's like they need this thing. And for some of the better teams, it's like, hey, they need this depth. And the Commanders are a quick write-up. In fact, they are one of the only teams that has, I mean, the Eagles, is this way, where they just have one quick paragraph and it's a depth, type of deal. And so, Anthony, for the Commanders, he says, position of need, linebacker depth. It's a good thing the Commanders rarely play base defense, only 13% of the time last season, because their linebacker depth is terrible. Well, that seems harsh. There will be problems if Frankie Louvu or Bobby Wagner suffers an injury, as the backups are second-year players who are fifth-round picks, Dominique Hampton and Jordan McGee. Hampton didn't play a defensive snap last season. I don't think that's true. While McGee played only 15. The Commanders also added Kane Medrano in the sixth round. So, I think this is interesting on multiple fronts. One is the substance of what he said, right? The substance of where the current state of the Commanders linebacker room is. The other part is this actually the biggest point of need? Curious what people think of either. You can give us a call at 301-230-0980. Which part is more interesting to you, Anthony? The larger discussion about if this is their biggest point of need or the actual state of the Commanders linebacker room? Because I think both are worthy of discussion.
I would probably say maybe the state of the room. He mentions, like, all right, if Louvu or Bobby Wagner suffers an injury, like, who do we turn to? We turn to two fifth-rounders. And I think there's a lot of validity to that statement. But at the same token, I feel as though I don't know. You have a point.
Well, so here's the thing. He's unquestionably correct in that if either of those guys get hurt, the backups are second-year players who are fifth-round picks. But where there's room to disagree is their linebacker depth is terrible, verbatim what he says. Their linebacker depth is terrible, right? Is turning to Jordan McGee in year two and Dominique Hampton in year two an actual problem? And that I don't know. And to pretend otherwise is to be arrogant, because Dan Quinn doesn't know. Ken Norton Jr. doesn't know. Their linebackers coach, Joe Witt Jr., their DC, doesn't know, because we haven't seen these guys play yet. But I do think there's a chance that they're okay, that these two guys took redshirt years, essentially. McGee's was unplanned. He was hurt a couple times, and that knocked him out. And Bobby was, I think, a lot better than anticipated. And some of the other guys were able to play some roles that were okay. But then for Hampton, like, he was a safety converted into linebacker. And even in the preseason, you know, that Miami game, like, the one time we kind of saw him do it, pretty good. Now, it's a preseason. We know the preseason is very, very different than the regular season. One, he was playing against a lot of dudes who probably aren't even in the league. And two, schematically, it is a totally different ask. And the hardest part about playing linebacker in the NFL is the neural load, the mental side of the game. But if he can be a piece, like, that becomes pretty fascinating. I think the other part, though, that he mentions is the Commanders don't play base defense very often. And they have this other third player in the box often in the form of a safety. And I think that is one of the bigger questions going into this year as well, is Jeremy Chinn was very, very good at that role. Who's playing it now? Is it Hampton converting it, but doing it as a linebacker versus a safety? Is it Kane Medrano doing it as a rookie, as a sixth rounder? That feels like a pretty significant risk. If for a guy who was drafted that late and has struggled to fit runs, or not, it's none of these even struggled to fit runs. He just didn't tackle well, in college. And, you know, is still learning that position because he was an offensive guy, coming out of high school. Or is it someone else? Can Will Harris play that role with the same intensity and frequency that, Jeremy Chinn did? Does it become both safeties? They become more interchangeable. And actually, Quan Martin winds up playing in the box a lot more. So, like, the good news is, and I think this is, when we talk about any hole in the Commanders roster, this is the good and the bad of it, right? The good news is they have a lot of options. The bad news is they don't seem to have a lot of great options anywhere. And I think that is a valid cause for concern.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and it's funny you actually mention safety, because if you were to ask me the biggest position of need before, you know, reading Aaron Schatz's article, I would have probably said safety. I think there's a lot of question marks around it, just because of the job that Jeremy Chinn did last year and how versatile he was. He played in the box for our base personnel sets, or, you know, he was just super involved either in pass coverage or you know, coming up in the run game. So I think if I was to answer that question, I would probably have said safety. But again, like, even looking at both positions, linebacker and safety, I would agree with you. There's not a ton of options for us. And there's a lot of question marks for the guys that we'd have to turn to, if we, you know, have to deal with injuries. And I think that's one of the good things about the Commanders defense last year. We didn't have to deal with a ton of injuries. Like, Dallas was shot in the foot by injuries. Philly also was, like, fairly healthy. So I think when you just look at the Commanders, we were on the positive side of, you know, the injury battle, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing, right? Is I was having this discussion in the comment section with someone about their current tackle situation. I think they made it worse than, or the commenter, by the way, we'll read your comments coming up in an hour. Never read the comments on a Thursday at 5:30. So, plenty of other discussions, but this particular one I didn't include in the never read the comments. So I'll address it now. It was like, Trent Scott, how can he be the backup guy? Like, what are they doing? And I don't even know if Trent Scott's still on the team. Now that I look at their depth chart right now, I don't even see. He's listed as a backup guard now. But one, I was like, Andrew Wiley is a backup? Like, that, this is a dude that's a average starting tackle. Like, that's a pretty good backup. Two, you don't get to have great depth at every position. It's too expensive. Like, there's not enough guys on the planet. There aren't teams that are just sitting around on fourth tackles that are gems, because those guys would be starting and they'd be making more money somewhere else. So, like, it's just not how the league works. There aren't enough to go around. And in the same way that in the NBA, not everyone gets a tier one superstar. There are 22 teams start every year with no shot of winning a title, because they don't have one of the best players on the planet. Like, it is what it is. It's not that they haven't found them. It's those guys literally don't exist. And so I think that's the thing about some of the, you know, we talk about, they lack depth here. Would you like to have better, more experienced options? Maybe if they had more draft picks this year, they would have had a third-round linebacker that they really liked and Kane Medrano. And maybe you got a little more depth. Sure, you could make that argument. But then you don't have Laremy Tunsil. And I would rather have a good plan A than a bunch of great plan Cs. They're like, oh, yeah, we got a solid guy that we've invested in. Backup, good backup money all over the roster. How are your starters? Don't ask me that question. Like, I'd rather have good starters. And so that's kind of where I land on that. But I'm curious what folks think. 301-230-0980. Are you concerned about the Commanders linebacker depth? And or do you have another spot on the roster that is your bigger area of concern? In fact, the biggest area of the concern for the Commanders. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. And we'll take your calls next on the Hoffman Show.